Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz and Kate is here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on with the economy? We have the one of our country's top five economists with us. We have Steve Moore. What the heck is going on in the economy? I mean, the Congress on Friday passed a new bill. Does that mean the Senate will pass it too? What's your opinion?
Well, John, first of all, as you know, because we've been talking about this week after week, I regard this as one of the worst bills in American history. It is an assault on our free enterprise system, our energy independence. It is bad for people who are working hard, that people are going to get all these welfare benefits. It's a massive multi-trillion dollar welfare bill, and it also has massive amounts of money for climate change research. All we've been doing for the last 20 years is spending money on climate change. And so there was high drama Thursday night and Friday morning. Thursday night, Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader, I think he spoke for over 8 hours on the House floor. It was almost like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. But that did not, and he made a very powerful case against this bill, but that did not dissuade the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi held all but one Democrat, which I was shocked at. I mean, this is a terrible bill. And the fact of the matter is, when you get 220 Democrats who vote yes, and only one who votes no, that tells you how far the Democratic Party has moved to the left. I mean, when you and I first got started in this business, there were a lot of very centrist and common sense Democrats who worked with Republicans. They believed in supply side tax cuts. They believed in, you know, balanced budgets and worked for welfare reforms. And I don't know. I don't see that in the party anymore. So this does go to the Senate now. This is just the first game of the match. And I think the Senate is where the battle has always been, where we're really going to see a tough time for Biden to get this thing through. He needs every Democrat in the Senate. He cannot have one defection, and you already have two in Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who are very nervous about this bill. Incidentally, John, a poll came out this week showing that over 70% of the residents of West Virginia say they don't want this bill. So that's a tough yes vote for Joe Manchin.
Wow, that's a big one. And how is the stock market handling all this? You know, it's been going up 100 a day, down 200, up 200. Well, what say you? What's your pulse?
Well, and this is related to your question. You know, this bill massively increases taxes on investment on successful people like you who've made money, you know, building up businesses. You've told me many times when you make money in the business, you plow it back into the business so it can continue to grow. That's what makes great companies. And it's going to be harder and harder for businesses to do that because the government's going to take, according to the Wall Street Journal this week, the tax rates for small businesses will go up at the federal level to like 52 or 53%. And then you add up, you know, if you live in New York or if you live in New Jersey or California, you're talking about another 10% or 12%. So these are really high tax rates that we're imposing, not the highest since Jimmy Carter was in office. So why then I'm always like, well, then why is the stock market doing so well? And my suspicion is that a lot of the folks on Wall Street believe that this bill is not going to happen. They believe Republicans will be able to get rid of the worst elements of it and maybe kill it completely. As you know, I'm leading a coalition with our buddy Larry Kudlow to kill the bill. I don't know if we'll be able to kill it. I think we might be able to, but if we don't kill it, we can still get rid of a lot of the worst features in the bill so that it doesn't do so much damage.
Well, Stephen Moore, I'm going to be listening to you. You're on every Saturday at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock with More Money.
That's right. And then also on Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. So we have a great time on that show. And folks, when you're out and about on your Saturday or Sunday afternoon, please tune in to More Money.
I look forward to it. And if you missed the show, you can always go to WABCRadio.com, the podcast, and get Stephen Moore's podcast of the show. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving because I won't talk to you before then. And same thing to all your audience. Take care.
Thank you.